Okay, Simon Tofresh Aine, Shadloka is a mitzvah of Anocha. Hey, famous Simon. Perhaps Tofresh Aine. Hey. Sam was Zoom. Zoom is on. We're on Zoom. I have evidence for that. Okay, so this is a famous halacha and an important concept. Said the Shulchan Aruch, it's based on the Gemara, obviously, in Shabbos. Hadloka is a mitzvah of Anocha. There is two ways of looking at the mitzvah of Hadloka. Is it the action of lighting the menorah, which is the mitzvah, the action of lighting the menorah, or is it about the placement of the menorah? The fact that the menorah being lit is placed somewhere where there's a piece of money. What is the most important aspect of the mitzvah? Is it the actual physical lighting, or is it the placement? So the Gemara paskens, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, it's a discussion in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, shahadloka oisa mitzvah v'lo hanocha. No, it's the hadloka, it's the lighting, which is the actual performance of the mitzvah, v'lo hanocha, not the placing of it. In other words, he's explaining what he means. She'im hoiso munachas bimkoima. So if you had a lit, if the menorah shoimoy sumunachas, if it was placed bimkoim in a place shaloyli shemitzvah Chanukah, so you had a menorah which was a lantern or whatever light which was there for not for Chanukah purpose at all. It was there. Madlika shom, you can just light it there. Ve'einot tzorich lehasiro, you do not need to remove it, i.e. lift it up and placing it down again. V'lanichol Hashem mitzvah Chanukah. So the fact that it's placed there, that doesn't matter at all, because the mitzvah is by lighting, and the fact that you're lighting, that is fulfillment of the mitzvah, even though it was that the actual menorah was placed there. Lefichach, therefore, Ashoshis, a lantern. Shoisu delekis kolayoyim. So on the other side of the coin is, if you've got a lantern which is lit throughout the entire day, shidliko merev Shabbos, such, and you lit it before Shabbos, lemitzvah Chanukah, for the purpose of Chanukah, lemotze Shabbos, and there's a lot of oil left throughout Friday night, the entire Shabbos, and even on motze Shabbos, there's sufficient oil, there's sufficient fuel there, you cannot just leave it there with the ongoing continuous light. No. Mechaba, you must extinguish it, umadlika, and light it again, l'shemitzvah, for the purpose of mitzvah. So there we go. We had two ways of looking at the mitzvah. Is it the placement, the putting of the menorah, which is, lemaisa, it turns out, not the main aspect of the mitzvah. Rather, what it is the lighting. So therefore, if it's lit already, for whatever the reason is, We know that, we are very conscious of that. You can't just make a bracha with a lit menorah. No, you have to extinguish it and light again, because the mitzvah is the hadlaka, the lighting of the menorah. Mikol Mokum continues the Shulchan Aruch. Mikol Mokum tzorich l'shad likenu b'mokum anachos. So what is important to remember is that tzorich l'shad likenu, you must light it b'mokum in a place anachos. You must light it in a place where it's going to be, where it's a legitimate placement. So in other words, Sheminicha Bifnim, such, say, you light it in a place where there's no Pirsum Anes at all. You light it inside, in a place where there is no Pirsum Anes. Ve'otzir lechutz, and now you're taking it out, as the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that you've got to light the menorah outside, externally, outside of the house. Pesach HaBayis or Pesach HaChotzah. You light it outside. Lo yotze, not yotze. Why? Because you did not light it in a place where it can be yotze. So the point is, of course, hadlaka is a mitzvah, but you cannot just light it in one place, where you're not yotze, the mitzvah, and then run with it, being lit, and put it in the correct place. That's not good. It must be lit in a place where you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Because if you were to light it inside somewhere, where you're not, you mekayim the mitzvah, the bystander is just going to say, oh look, he's just lighting his lantern. You can't walk around with the menorah. Similarly, if you're in madlika, if you're lighting it, and you're holding it with your hands, in its place, because the bystander is going to say, you're just holding it for your own purpose. So you cannot fulfill the mitzvah by lighting it when you're holding it. It must be static. stable. Okay, now couple of points of view. Let's start with the Mishnah Sif Kotn Aleph. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Medem Avachinon, the bracha is Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvah Yisavet Tzivonot Lehadlikneh. So the mitzvah is to light. We learned that from the bracha. The bracha is Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvah Yisavet Tzivonot Lehadlik. The Tzivonot, the mitzvah, the commandment is Lehadlik, to light. And not that it is lit, but that you're lighting it physically. That's the mitzvah. The Mishnebu continues in Sivkot and Vav for Etzir Lechutz. V'koshra Poiskin, the Poiskin write, Sha'afilu hoyu adlokev anocha b'mokem echad, b'fnim hoy b'chutz, even if you're lighting and placing the menorah in a place inside or outside where you can be yotz the mitzvah, gamkei, nevertheless, yishli zo, you must be careful, sholei taltel aneiros chanukah b'mkoymon, anche yushlam ashir shel adlokev, dayin chatzi sho. Here the Mishnebu says as follows, we just learned now, you cannot take the menorah from a place where you cannot be yotzer and carry it around to the place where you're going to be yotzer after you've lit it. Okay? So I can't just like light it somewhere where you're not yotzer, and now I've lit it, and now I put it in by the windows to where I'm going to be yotzer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. What about, says the Mishnah Berurah, if I light it in a place where I can be yotzer, but I'm moving it around to a different place, would that work? From one place where you can be yotzer to another place where you can be yotzer. Why not? You're right. So Mishnah goes a step further, and he says exactly what you were saying. That, yes, it goes even that far. That since hadlaka is a mitzvah, you must only light the menorah in a place where it's going to be for the next half an hour. You're lighting the menorah where you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah. What about after the half an hour? You didn't take. Yeah, after half an hour you can put it away, correct. But obviously, I think it's an important, you have to remember that. So let's say you light the menorah, and then you're worried about the curtain, or you're worried about the children, or you're worried about something. Oh, actually, I don't want it here. I want it elsewhere. So that's a problem. You cannot do that. You cannot move. That's what we're learning now. Mishnah Berurah says you cannot move the menorah within the first half an hour, even if it's to a place.
Let's say you light it earlier than Nacht. Is it half an hour after Nacht, or is it half an hour after when you light it? Let's say you light it, you had to, for whatever reason, you had to go out and you have to light it.
Yeah, so lechatchila, so the answer to your question is, you yotze within a half an hour from when you lit, but there is definitely an inyan that it should be lit even half an hour after Nacht. Certainly. Because hadlaka ois a mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah by its hadlaka, and it must be in a place where it's going to be lit for half an hour. That's the... And there's Xero, the bystander is going to say, oh, look, he's not even lighting the menorah properly.
So, it looks like a striker being
around. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah asks about the shul, in shul, and that's a real problem. Because normally we light in shul before... When do we light in shul normally? Before Maariv, right? So now, after Maariv, everybody's... What do people do after Maariv normally? Dirshu, yeah. Okay, that's I'm talking about the first Maariv, yeah. Okay, after the first Maariv, what does everybody do? They run home. And then it's not very practical to keep the menorah lit. So what he makes, can you, the menorah in shul, you can't. So the question is, we light the menorah in shul before Maariv. And after Maariv, normally the shul remains empty. It's not practical to keep the menorah in shul lit after Maariv. Can you move it around then into a place which is safer? Never mind extinguishing it. Can you do that? It's long before the half an hour.
The place
that's safer. Let's say you want to put it in a sink in order not to extinguish it.
And there's nobody in shul.
Nobody's in shul.
Maybe.
Is the half an hour needed? Isn't the half an hour needed to be yotzei a mitzvah? You're not being yotzei a mitzvah in shul.
Yeah, so you're saying a very valid point. You're saying, well, you've got to have this half an hour. So the emes is the shul one, you probably don't need a half an hour, probably. But lemaisi, you're right. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say over here, and that's the last two lines in Sivkot and Vav. Even when it comes to the shul menorah, you also should be careful. Do not move it. You may not move it within this half an hour. Shul menorah may not be moved within this half an hour too. Yeah. Lemaise, practically speaking,
Marv lasts 20 minutes, doesn't it?
Marv lasts 20 minutes. So often there's a cupboard that's going to stay behind for 10 minutes. Or you hope there's... Or you just take the risk. I don't know.
Can you sing more tours before Marv as well?
Yeah, sometimes you're gonna just about have this half an hour. But it's a problem. It is a problem. Well, it's awareness. One has to be conscious about it. And Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchil, you should not extinguish it. And you should not move it around. Yeah. Could we continue with Seif Beis? Second line, page 288. Yeish Misha Oima. One more thing before we move on. A very important Eretz Yisrael. Very important Eretz Yisrael. This is the point to discuss it. The Shaila of the glass boxes is also intrinsically and importantly connected to this halacha of Hadlaka is a mitzvah. We are learning that the Hadlaka is a mitzvah. And therefore, you've got to light it in a place where it's going to be lit for the next half an hour. The Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us, let's look at Seif Beis, because we've got to have the glass boxes in mind. You all lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? You remember what it's like, the glass boxes. Shulchan Seif Beis, Yesh Misha Oim, as some say, the Kivan the Adloka is a mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch, since we pass an Adloka, the lighting, Oim is a mitzvah, the lighting is the mitzvah, therefore, Tzorich, you must, Sheyitein shemen baneim, you must put oil in the menorah. Kedei shir kodem adlokah. There must be sufficient oil in the menorah for the candle to light a half an hour. Havelim beirach vehidlik. But if you made a bracha and afterwards you lit the menorah, ve'ach roisiv shem, and afterwards you added more oil, ad kedei shir. Which now it's only after the addition it's going to burn half an hour. Lo yotzlich, you're not yotz the mitzvah. Why not yotz the mitzvah? Although at the end it's going to burn for half an hour, but when you lit it, there wasn't sufficient oil for it to burn half an hour. Why not yotz?
You didn't have enough oil in the first place.
Exactly, because hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's a lighting which is the mitzvah. So part of the mitzvah is that it should be able to burn a half an hour. So he has to have sufficient fuel for burning a half an hour. And that is an incredibly important point. He need to have so. And I want to point out, by the way, the wax candles, which has been the minhag in Klal Yisrael to use wax candles for many, many generations, I feel that at times with some menorahs, I don't know if it's near the radiator and if it's near and if the menorah gets pretty hot, you will sometimes have a situation. I don't know if you've experienced it. I've experienced it, that they don't burn half an hour. Have you experienced it? The children's ones, yeah, the little ones, yeah. They sometimes keep an eye on it. So if it's a child which is a gila chinuch, we'll discuss that a little bit later in the next simon. But if it's a child which is a gia lechinuch, you've got to know if he's fulfilling the mitzvah with these candles, because, have you experienced it? Sometimes the wax candles don't burn off for now. If it's really hot, because of all the flames and all that, near radiator, it's not going to burn off for now.
If there's a breeze.
Oh, that's the next point.
If the wick's too big, then it's going
to... Absolutely. Now, that's the next point. The glass boxes, very good. Shkoch for reminding me. The glass boxes, and the problem with the glass box because of the breeze that you're mentioning. If there's wind. So just like we're learning, you need to have sufficient fuel for you to burn half an hour. What happens if you're lighting the menorah in a place where the wind is going to blow it out? Are you fulfilling the mitzvah or not? You can, why not?
It's not going
to last. You need to have Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The lighting needs to be is the mitzvah. If you're lighting in a situation which the circumstance is not going to allow for you to burn half an hour, whether it's because of the fuel, whether it's because of the wind, whether it's because of whatever, then you're not. It's the mitzvah. You know, it needs to be Hadlaka is a mitzvah. It needs to be Hadlaka of 30 minutes. If there's wind, therefore not. So I've always said, therefore, that's there where the boxes come. And that's why the postgame the postgame some 30, 40, 50 years ago asked the following question. If I use a glass box, and it's windy like in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very often windy in Yerushalayim. I don't know how it's Bnei Brak. It's also windy? Not so windy. Yerushalayim is very, very windy. So it's very windy, and then you light outside, you use those glass boxes. If you keep the glass box open, inevitably, the wind is going to blow it out. Inevitably. Very often, that's the case. So now the question is, so what does the glass box help? Because by lighting the glass box, still hadlaka is a mitzvah. If I need to open the glass box when I light it. So, but if I could keep it open, would extinguish the flame. So hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's a problem. Remains a problem. You lit out. You New Year's net. So you lit outside or inside? Where do you lit? So you use a glass box.
Yeah.
So that the
if you try sometimes.
If you try exactly, because it wouldn't.
Why is it hadlaka is a mitzvah? Why is that a problem with that opening and closing the glass box?
Because when it's open, would it lit? Would it burn for half an hour if it's open?
No, but is that a problem? Is that?
Why not? Why? What's the difference between that and the fuel? You need to have enough oil for half an hour. So if it's too windy, same thing.
But having the thing open is only a temporary.
You're saying because you know you're going to close it.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that svara.
Is that not a?
Perhaps it's a svara. Many poskim don't like that svara because they say ultimately during my lighting, it's not something which is going to last for half an hour. So what could those poskim say? They say you should ensure to light it with a close as close as possible. And that's what the people people were very makbid in Yerushalayim. They're very makbid to make the bracha when you're closing as it becomes a bit you close as much as you can. You literally squeeze your finger in, and that's how you make the bracha. That's your light. And because in order that even if you wouldn't close it, it would still be burned for half an hour. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Okay, now continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel. Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah, the women. Rabbi says, what about the women? Can the women light the candles, yes or no? Shono says, yes. Women, Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah. The women can light Chanukah candles. Women can. This is the rule that if she's obligated, she can also fulfill the mitzvah. So we have learned that women are obligated in a mitzvah, so therefore you can also fulfill the mitzvah. There is a problem with it, but I know that the question in the very, very shivish circles, they sometimes ask, I know many, and it's one of those questions that you can only ask if you are very, there was this very big masmid in a very big masmid in Eretz Yisrael, very, very huge masmid, really. He wouldn't stop and interrupt running for anything. So he said, why do I need to come home for Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? Why can't just my wife? I don't have to interrupt my Seder. Let her light the menorah, and I'll be yotze with that. So that saves me from interrupting my learning Seder in the afternoon. What's halachically the answer for that? She can, Isha Madlakas Ner Chanukah. Because the Megillah, right? Okay, because I can't be yotz in the mitzvah with that.
No, because it's
Megillah,
because it's
in the Pesumanes. Very good. Okay, there is Pesumanes as well. She's going to be fast on the nays. She's going to be fast on the nays. I don't know if you'd enjoy that. Are you saying what? Or I can ask even different. I can ask it a bit more, a bit less radical. You could really ask, what's the justification for a working man who's busy in the office, and he knows he's unable? You know, I think a generation or two ago, both people were employed and not self-employed. There was a very real shaila that you've got a 9-to-5 job, and you wanna and you cannot come home before, you know, you'll only be home from town. You're gonna be home 6:30. You're gonna have my. You can't light at nacht. You can't. It's going to be after nacht. It's going to be a few hours late. Why can I not appoint my wife who is at home, she should light with the kids, and I'll be... What's the justification to delay until I come home? She is shamat lekes nechanukah. So whether you're the masmid in the besmedish learning, you know, what's the justification to interrupt? Or if you're at work and you can't get home earlier, what's the justification for delaying? Maybe she should light.
She couldn't be most of you from your
chayim
if you were not there.
She can be yotz. Isha madlekes ner chanukah. Why not?
But that isn't that implying that just women's stomach got a
chiyuv? It does mean that she's got a chiyuv, but consequently she ought to be motzi. Now remember, it's ner ish uveisoy. The obligation is per house. We're doing mahalal and everything, but really, if you light one candle per house, you're yotzer. So let her do that. I'm not there. Who says I need to be present? Who says I need to be present? It's better if...
It's not
so, so it, 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 Do it on Zoom. That's right. Do it on Zoom. Yeah, 2020. We should do it on Zoom. Rabbi said the Mishnah Bilalocha. It's an also poshut. The Bialocha on the side. Interesting. Mishnah doesn't bring it. Bialocha only brings it that Yudu Mashomu Rabbi Seinu. It's the Gemara in Brachas. That Ben Mavorich LaAviv. A son can be moitzi a father, generally speaking. I mean, the bialoch on top of the page. Really, in principle, a wife can also be moitzi a husband. However, the person should be, cursed. The person is such a great hamaretz. That's the real context of the Mishnah, the Gemara. If a person is such a hamaretz that his children and his wife know how to be moitzi him, and he can't even read to be moitzi the mitzvah, that's really what the Gemara is talking about. Then he should. It's quite embarrassing. You know, it should be the husband, the father, the man being moitzi his wife and the family. That's the way a Jewish house looks like. And if not, then Cholila the Gemara gives a not quite the Gemara doesn't give a bracha on that. He gebenched the house of the husband is fulfilling the mitzvah for the Yizmoitzi, the children, for Kiddush, for Abdullah, for Menorah, for other mitzvahs, not vice versa. And if a person is unable to do that, it's not a great situation. So here also, part of the mitzvah is that the husband is Moitzi. So even if there's a slight delay, in the scenario of the working man, if there's a slight delay, nevertheless, it's part of the mitzvah. The husband does it, and even if, you know, if it's not going to be the perfect ideal timing, nevertheless, it's on the husband and father to do the mitzvah. And similarly, also, it certainly justifies the cancelling of a bit of a seder, and it should be a masmid a little bit later, should make up for his learning. I want to point out that there is that there's a famous story of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim himself. He said that he will never forget that he saw Reb Nochum Kol. He was a Talmud of Reb Nochum Kol from Rodna. The Chofetz Chaim's Rebbe was Reb Nochum Kol from Rodna. It was his greatest Rebbe. And he said he remembers that he saw his Rebbe once on Chanukah. And he saw Reb Nochum Kol and he waited for many, many hours. And he couldn't understand why is Reb Nochum Kol by Chanukah waiting. He didn't light straight away by Nacht. He daf Maariv, but he waited a long time. And he couldn't understand why is Reb Nochum Kol waiting to light. It was 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And he was waiting. Chofetz Chaim didn't understand why Reb Nochum Kol waiting so long. And the answer was given when his wife knocked and came into the house. She'd worked the whole day in those days. You know, Reb Nochum Kol didn't have much of a panos. His wife was working in a shop. And she finally came home. He gave her something to drink, something to eat. And when she had the kirch, then he finally stood up and made the brach and did he wants to wait for his wife. He wants to wait for his wife to the mitzvah. So whilst this is not exactly what we're speaking about over here, but the concept is there. Okay, gentlemen, I wish you a very good evening. We'll continue with these halachos tomorrow.